Welcome, dear nature lover, to the Arnold Arboretum of Harvard. You've just stepped through Poplar Gate, named for the tall, fast-growing trees that line the rise to your left, the North Meadow. Many are still there, swaying quietly. It's fitting for you to begin here, at a gate named after my kind. This is both the opening of your walk and, in a way, the closing chapter of mine. Now, if you look up, not too far ahead, there's a poplar with a metal tag low on its trunk. That's one of my poplar descendants. I've always considered my family a perfect greeting type. Tenacious, low-key, gracious. Well, unlike some of my more showy neighbors here at Arboretum who are clearly not built for the job. The blooming Magnolia, for example, who will certainly be great for postcards, or a Japanese bonsai manicured after centuries of care. We poplars are quiet and yet magnificent. Over the course of 100 years of this Arboretum's history, we have done the greeting so gracefully that the entrance you just came through are named after us. Now, come on, greet one of us. You are in good company. If you run your fingers over the tag, you might feel the faint pressure left behind by the old embossing machine. It once stamped a name tag for me too. Now, if you allow me to be nostalgic for a little bit, my card once read, Accession ID 16650B, Specious Family, Sally Kakiai, Scientific Name, Populus Simonui, Common Name, Chinese Poplar, Collector, Wilson E. H. Locality, China, Hubei, Xinshanxian. Condition, dead and deaccessioned. Well, friend, yes, I'm no longer among the living trees, thank you for noticing. But it's far too early to mourn me. I have truly lived my life, my friend, a transoceanic life. I once grew through summers in Hubei, China, and then through the winters in Boston. Quite impressive, consider I'm a tree. I was once on Latin name basis with some of the great names in American history of landscape, Wilson and Olmsted. And now, if you allow me, in my unlamentable absence, I greet you, my friend, to Arnold Arboretum. Now, if you look around, you'll see my cousins. Japanese poplars came here as seeds and raised in Princeton nurseries. Yes, tree nurseries are real, in case you haven't heard. Most are from Canada, and a handful from the United Kingdom and Germany. Could you possibly differentiate us by the looks? Tough, isn't it? But in fact, my East Asian kings and I haven't shared so with our distant relatives since the continental split 3 million years ago. Yet here on North Meadow, we are holding our own reunion. One of over 60 such family gatherings you stumble upon during your stroll here at Arboretum. Our North American relatives are thriving, some 300 strong. You'll find them on the other side of the Arboretum, the Peters Hill. My Sally Kaseyi line, the Chinese side of the family, not so much. Only 3 trees remain standing. The ones before you are crossbreed, actually, between the 2 poplar families. Well, there's no need for melancholy. Back in 1909, arrived fresh from Shennongjia Forest next to Xinzhanxian, a forest with myths older than 5,000 years of Chinese dynasties. I was young, wild collected, and taken on a boat ride. And for a while, I had my time. Now, with your permission, I, a Chinese poplar, am here to help you see this place as we trees do. Through memory, through lineage, through roots, and through the collection of us, rustling, breathing trees. Now, if you may turn around, your eyes may be drawn toward the arcade-looking building across the pavement. That's Hanowell. I'll meet you there.